We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
King Shimmy.
Oh, don't turn that music down, Solana. Nope.
King Shimmy.
Let it go.
Shimmy, get down.
Do it to the crowd. Panthers opening night.
Yeah, don't.
Heat are practicing.
Do it to the crowd.
Jimmy Butler got everybody waking up at the ass of dawn.
Man, I got to be honest with you. Now, I'll tell you this. I love Jimmy Butler even more than I did because he says he requires 8 to 9 hours of sleep a night. Did you see the whole story? So he gets up. He's going to the gym at 3:30 in the morning, right? He's showing up at the facility at 3:30. But he said in this article that I read that he goes to bed between 6:30 and 7 p.m. because he needs 8 or 9 hours of sleep. You know me. Give me a good 8, 9, 10 hours of sleep. I love it.
Y'all are infants?
Yeah, I love it. Absolutely love it. I am such a fan of Jimmy Butler, not because he gets up early, but because he says, I need 8 or 9 hours of sleep a night.
But that's year-round for you. I think he's speaking about during camp and maybe the season. You do that at all times.
Love. Oh, my God. I wish I could get it, man. Because I only get like 6 hours of sleep a night now because usually I go to bed around midnight and I got to get up at around 6 a.m. because my kid goes to school. Like, if I had my druthers, oh, I would sleep from midnight till about 10 a.m. every day with no issues whatsoever.
How can you do that?
Oh, I just love it. My wife swaddles me into my blanket at
night.
Excuse me? And then I sleep all night long. Oh, my God. You can exist on 2 hours of sleep.
Yeah, you give me 2, 3, I'm straight.
I mean, it's crazy. I'm not even kidding you, Solana. Like, I'm not talking about just a random night. This dude, if we're in Vegas, if we're traveling, he can exist with no problem. But he's told us stories about being in college and existing on no sleep.
Just going straight from the club to the individual's house, hanging out, BSing, going straight to practice, running the swamp. No,
I mean,
sleep, going to run the swamp 20, 30 times.
Oh, do I need my sleep,
and
man.
Then if you come in there smelling like Hennessy, Rob Glass was the strength coach at the time, he'd make you run double because he wants to teach you a lesson. I'd run it no problem. Be good to go, man.
Unbelievable.
I used to be able to do that during college, just no sleep. I wouldn't sleep for days, go out drinking, wake up, go to class, come home, play soccer. I need like 4 hours at least now. At least 4 hours. If not, I can't function.
Well,
I don't say not now, buddy.
Everybody's got a small window where they don't sleep a lot. And college is usually that time. Sometimes high school, you know, but on the weekends exclusively. College, you get out and whatever. You just live your life. But, man, I need 8, 9, 10 hours. That's for an average day. If I want to have a good day, I need 12 or 13 hours of shut-eye. Man, I love it.
You sleep more than an infant.
I love it. I'm telling you, I'm the biggest Jimmy Butler fan in the world, man. Anytime he wants to have a sleepover.
What happened?
So this reminds me, in the last segment,
you know,
I told
Jimmy come to the crib?
In the literally a crib. I have a crib.
How you say your wife swaddles you?
That I sleep in. So in the last segment, speaking of having Jimmy Butler over for a sleepover, I ended the interview with Randy Moeller by saying, we love you, which I don't think is inappropriate because we do. We do love him.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
You didn't consult with me on this love.
I think you and I have been around together long enough. I know who you love and who you don't. I know you love Randy Moeller. I know you do. You love Goldie. Don't love Denny Potvin. We don't know him well enough. Don't love Doug Plagans. I do. That's where one of the things where we branch off. But together, yes, we both love Randy Moeller. I know that we do. Here's how the end of that interview sounded. Yeah. All right, Moeller, good luck on the season. We're going to talk to you plenty. We love you.
All right.
Yeah, he loved it.
All right.
Yeah, he loved it back.
That's not I love you back. That's all right.
It's pretty close to being I love you back.
That's what you got from that?
All right.
See,
I love you. All right.
The extended amount of pause there was, like, it's because he had to question, wait, love. And he's like, all right.
Yeah, man, that's not normal, man.
Yeah, it is.
All right, Moeller, good luck on the season. We're going to talk to you plenty. We love you.
All right.
Yeah, all right.
Man, stop with the we.
Yeah, we love it.
Stop with the
we. We love you.
I don't want people. That's verbal harassment.
We'll do that with Omar in the next segment. We're going to
I don't love Omar.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Sure we do.
I look you in your face and say no. You look me back in my face and say yes. I don't love Omar.
I don't normally prescribe to this theory, but in this case, no means yes.
Solana, call it, y'all.
Hey, tonight we want you to join us at Funky Buddha. We're going to go after the show, so a couple hours from now, we're going to go after the show. Funky Buddha, the tap room is in Oakland Park, and we're going to watch Panthers game tonight. And now we've got a little something-something on the – our TVs are working. When did that start?
I fixed them.
Did you even know these monitors were on? They've been on for like 3 weeks.
Yeah, I just fixed them.
They just went on. Look at that. Stephon Diggs on Vikings offense. I can't sit up here and act like they flipped the graphic.
I read it. He said, I can't sit up here and act like everything's fine when we all know it's not.
We talked about that yesterday with Kirk Cousins apologizing to Adam Thielen. Like, there's some issues there. Anyway, tonight we're going to be at Funky Buddha Brewery. We talked with Pizzola, the professional sports gambler, in the 3 o'clock hour. He told us he wouldn't bet the Panthers game tonight, but if we wanted to have some fun on it, just take the over. You'll root for goals. But he does like the over tonight in the Rams-Seahawks game. So we'll watch that as well. They got plenty of TVs there. So if you're looking for a place to watch Panthers game tonight, join us. I believe the Panthers Roar Corps is going to be out there. And me, Crowder, Solana, Dan Day, who runs the affiliate side of our radio simulcast extravaganza here, he is going to be there as well. We're going to have a good time. Funky Buddha Brewery in Oakland Park tonight. I think the game kicks off, faces off at 7 o'clock. So get there and enjoy some Funky Buddha with us and enjoy some great food and some good company and blah, blah, blah. All right, let's get to headlines here with Alejandro Solana. We love you, Solana.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, we do.
I don't love Solana.
Yes, you do.
No, Solana, I don't love you.
Yes,
don't
he
let
does.
Him lie to you. No love, love
you.
Here.
Love you. From the both of us. Love you from us.
Take me and make me
Dan,
love.
Dan Day over there, I see you through the window. We love you, buddy.
I might love Dan.
What? Well, now there's a detour I didn't see coming.
Just lay back, man. I like Dan. It might be turning into love.
All right. Well, we love you, Dan, from us.
I don't know how your wife deals with you, boy.
All right. Go ahead, Solana. We love you. From us.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Love Geico. From us. Go ahead.
Percy Harvin. We love Percy Harvin.
Love Percy Harvin.
I love this quote.
He told Bleacher Report that there wasn't a single game he played during his, I believe it was 9-year NFL career.
Didn't he have a migraine problem, though?
Migraine and real bad anxiety.
Yeah, but like migraines, I think people probably use weed to
he was
temper
high for,
the effects of migraines.
You said he was high for every game.
But yeah. this is my problem. I read this story. This story is big. He was on some untold story thing. They sit around and shoot pool. I don't know what it's called. Said he was high for every game. But you show up to the stadium 4 hours before the game.
Right, you're not smoking then.
You're not smoking before kickoff. If you smoke on the way to the stadium, you're not high when the game starts.
But he didn't say he smoked before every game. He just said he was high. That could have been him smoking. He could have been taking an edible, which hits you much later.
Oh, that's true.
No,
it
but he
been
said
a cookie.
He smoked in the little thing I watched.
Oh,
it was like
edible.
He smoked. And listen, the man wasn't high playing. The man was not. He was. He could be coming down from a high.
Well,
you're talking
you can't
about
say
high
that.
Floating.
You weren't with him.
Okay.
You just said to me that
listen,
I said to you, you're
I'll
saying
you.
One thing and I'm saying the opposite. Well, yeah,
let me give you a reference point. He went to University of Florida after me.
Yeah.
I left as a sophomore. There was a lot of people at Florida that was still at Florida when I left. He wasn't high on the field. He would indulge in marijuana before games, but you get there so damn. Do y'all think weed lasts 15 hours?
No, but if he says, like, wouldn't he know this as well?
He hit the L, and then he went to the game. It's going to wear off.
I get
you're
going to
sweat. You're going to drink water.
No, I understand what he's saying, but you don't know if Percy Harvin was smoking a doobie in the tunnel.
Okay. I got some reference points.
No, but I do, but I'm saying you don't know if he was smoking the hooch in the tunnel.
What are these? What hooch? Somebody call. They call weed hooch?
Yeah, man. The guy could have been taking a puff of a doobie in the tunnel.
sound like an 80-year-old. A doobie.
A doobie.
To what we've talked about, there is a extremely larger percent of NFL, NBA players that smoke weed than people want to give anything credit for. He doesn't do that. He won't do that. This is the other thing about weed smoking, too. Percy Harvin was amazing at football. He was smoking the day of the game. Does that change anybody's mind about how weed affects athletes?
I think that's kind of a – I think that opinion has changed over the last 5-6 years anyway. Because
when I argue about Ricky, people would be like, well, how good could he have been if he didn't smoke? I said he would have been exactly as great as he was.
I don't have that opinion anymore because I think most people realize that they might be smoking at work. Like, I mean, there's so many places where it's legalized now. Like, people function and smoke and I'm not necessarily certain. And certainly in professional sports, I mean, if it – dulls your enthusiasm if it dull, like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't want a lethargic athlete out there, but
that's the misconception of weed is that it makes you lazy. Like, it can't make people lazy, like you're saying. Now it's getting legalized and people are taking these vapes and these edibles and these cookies and all this stuff and going on to live very successful lives. It's not half baked. Like, people look at weed and say, "Oh, it's Dave Chappelle and the guy sitting around with the guy on the couch." That's not what weed is. It's a taboo of that, but it's really not what it is.
I don't think it's fair to say that it doesn't, that it can't make somebody lazy. I think it just depends on the person. Like,
if you're lazy, you're gonna find a way to be lazy.
Well, exactly. It's like they say, alcohol, like drunks, like it just kind of exacerbates your personality.
Yes.
So, you know, imagine me.
Like, weed makes you giggly.
Right. If you smoke that doobie.
Oh, goodness gracious. If you're a curmudgeonous, nasty, unhappy person, you're not going to giggle if you smoke.
Right.
Because it's not going to change your personality. Lazy folks say, I hit the blunt. Oh, now I don't feel like doing nothing. Your lazy ass didn't want to do nothing when you were sober, and now you have an excuse. I don't know anything about these drugs. I say nope to dope.
You just went on a 10-minute tirade about that. What else you got, Solana?
Jaguars owner Shad Khan has no plan to trade disgruntled cornerback Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, this is becoming a standoff. I'm finding it entertaining.
It's going to be funny.
I'm finding it entertaining. Anything else, Solana?
Yeah, we know, of course, tonight, Rams at Seahawks on Thursday Night Football, 8:20 p.m. kickoff on NFL Network. This Saturday, NFIU both back in action. So how do we want to do this baseball stuff? Do I give the schedule for baseball playoffs? Like, how do we want to go about this?
Pass.
Crowder?
I just don't want you to be surprised at the start times. Just say the start time.
Bro, 5:02 p.m.?
There he goes.
I got to get to Omar. I'm not arguing about the start times for MLB playoffs anymore.
And finally, according to Spotify, Beatles songs have been streamed roughly 1.7 billion times this year alone. 30% of those streams are coming from 18 to 24-year-olds.
Wow, young people liking the Beatles. All right, love you, Solana. You got weather?
Weather's brought to you by Hialeah Park. Right now in South Florida, it is partly cloudy, 85 degrees currently. Tonight's low. Well, let me wait for the weather app to load. 10% chance of rain. Visit Hialeah Park Casino every Saturday to win your share of $10,000 in giveaways, drawings all day long. And it should enter. Visit HialeahPark.com for more information.
I mean, you make it up every time. So now you're going to wait for the weather app to load. I mean, you make it up every single time. Now you're going to waste our time with it. My weather app needs to load.
90% chance it won't rain.
All right. We love you, buddy. That's from both of us. Let me talk about the cheetah here.
Speak for me.
In this case, I can't. We love you, Solana. That's from both of us. Reserve a table now. Saturday, UFC 243. And there's another fight card, too. Triple G is fighting Saturday night. So you can watch both those cards live and in full sound at Cheetah Hallandale in their sports lounge. It'll also be on at Cheetah Pompano Beach as well. Got to make Cheetah Hallandale your free lunch hotspot. Why pay for lunch with an unpleasant view? Enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free every day, 11:30 till 3, happy hour till 6. You got beer, babes, and lots lots of football action at Cheetah Hallandale's Ultra High Tech Sports Lounge tonight, Thursday night football, and then all weekend college and pro games. This is one sports lounge you will never want to leave. Enjoy all the games with hundreds of beautiful, exotic referee and cheerleader adult entertainers, leather couch seating, HD TVs, and projector screens, and enjoy Corona, Bud, and Modelo specials. It's all going off at the Cheetah. And if you want details and all the action there, just check out their website, which is CheetahSOFL.com. Dolphins are on a bye week this week, but we're still going to talk some Dolphins football. Omar Kelly covers them for the Sun Sentinel. He is next on Hockman and Crowder. Sometimes I have to text Solana some of the throwback songs that I want to hear, because he doesn't really know the throwback 80s, 90s music, but EPMD, this for me is like the best.
What the heck? Let's get married and have a son named Eric. No big deal, no sweat. I was in for a big surprise when I saw the judge hammer.
You don't know EPMD?
What the heck? Let's get married and have a son named Eric.
Well, it's his story. EPMD is Eric and Parrish making dollars. I know you're not making fun of EPMD.
That first line was quite amusing, I won't lie.
That's about his own life. What the heck? Let's get married and have a baby named Eric. He's Eric. He's telling you his life story. Man, you don't know EPMD. You're showing your lack of knowledge here.
Oh, my age.
But come on, EPMD. 35. I mean, certain groups transcend.
What's it stand for?
Eric and Parrish making dollars.
That's ridiculous.
I cannot believe that you are.
Bro, their group is named Me and You Making Dollars.
EPMD.
That's lame. Now, they probably got some good music, but that's ridiculous.
LL Cool J.
That's lame, too.
Oh, stop it.
Ladies love Cool James. That's ridiculous. We've been talking about that since I was a kid, how lame that is.
I cannot believe you have turned this corner. Omar, well, hold on. I want to talk to Omar here. Omar Kelly covers the Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel. Omar is brought to you by Bud Light, official sponsor of the Miami Dolphins. This football season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. Please drink responsibly. Here is Omar. Can you believe that blasphemy we just heard from Crowder?
Listen. It's rare in an instance where I actually agree with you, Hockman, but Crowder, I'm disappointed in you. How many little rappers do you need? Oh, instead of little, they're calling themselves the baby. Everybody's the baby.
So baby and little is bad, but a guy said, hey, Omar, Channing and Omar making money. Okay, COMD. That's lame as hell.
What about NWA? NWA stood for something.
That means something.
Well, I mean, what do you want to do?
No hate on it now.
You want to have attitude or you want to make dollars?
I like our rap name, Channing.
COMD?
Yeah, man, we could be COMD.
I don't got no skills, man. I had to be on the board or something, man. I'll be on the tuba.
Listen, I was listening to y'all about an hour ago, and I must say, Channing, why do you dumb down yourself? Because we've all come to the conclusion you're the smart one in this organization. And you just...
But that's like being the tallest midget, let's be honest here.
You know what?
I've always been surprised. Channing is one of the smartest players that I ever dealt with, and Channing just pretends he's dumb all the time.
You know what it is? It takes people's guard down. It's called country dumb.
He's been saying this for years.
Yeah, in Ray, the movie about Ray Charles, he talks about it. When you have a country accent and you joke around and laugh a lot, people assume you're dumb, so then they let their guard down, and then you pretty much run the conversation because of the fact that you've tricked them into thinking you're dumb.
It's brilliant. It truly is. And Hockman, I just sometimes, brother.
What are you saying? You don't remember Murph 76? People are texting in, man. Crowder, you got to take his hip hop card. Come on, man.
I don't want a hip hop card. I don't even like music that much.
But
I don't know
EPMD?
If O even knows that. I don't like music that much.
Man, I'm disappointed.
Yeah, I mean, EPMD, I'm not sure they would make my top 10 of hip hop groups, but it was way before Crowder's time, though.
Right? No. But I'm saying you have to acknowledge their reign for a little while.
No, I don't think the young generation. It's like the young generation acknowledging Outkast. Like Solana, she probably don't know no Outkast.
What?
He don't have the respect level that we have for Outkast because you know, he probably thinks Hey Ya was like their first song.
No,
like,
I don't. I don't, Omar, but thank you. I mean, I met you at a rap concert. Literally, the first
here's
time
the thing,
Omar
here's
Kelly
the thing, though. Solana, believes he is a quote-unquote hip-hop head.
I am.
He's used that term before, but then he thought, my right hand to God, Omar, he thought Suge Knight was a nightclub called the Suge Knight. I'm not even lying to you. I wish I was. He saw Suge Knight in writing and talked about
Suge Knight's technically not a rapper, so
But if you know the game, you know Suge Knight.
Yeah. Suge Knight's an infamous character. But it's just a general, like, I was in elementary school when EPMD was big, so I don't expect Crowder to know them. Like, you were in what, junior high?
Yeah,
like,
I mean, when was EPMD? Probably early 80s, right? Yeah, it was in middle school.
Yeah, but it was like, early 80s. I used to sneak it at my grandma's house with my cousin Chris. Like, you know, that was when you couldn't listen to that kind of music because, you know, you're going to hell. So, yeah.
You don't remember Get the Bozak, Crowder?
That sounded like a good one.
Get the Bozak. Get the Bozak. We should have given that to DBJ.
We got
next week. Oh, my goodness. You got to write that down. Get the Bozak, Solana. All right, let me – I don't want to run out of time here with you, Omar. Bye week for the Dolphins. Then they've got what I assume will be the winless Washington Redskins
Tua Bowl one.
Yeah.
So
we talked about this. We talked about this yesterday. Have you watched Tua play much this season, last season?
Hell and yeah.
Is this like a once in a decade kind of talent in your opinion?
Yes. No question about it. Once in a decade kind of talent. I think he's the cleanest quarterback prospect since Andrew Luck. The fairest and most accurate comparison is Steve Young. I know it's hard to compare people to a Hall of Famer. He's a shouldn't-miss quarterback. I'm not going to say a can't-miss, but shouldn't-miss. He's so polished. He's so clean. He's got so many intangibles. Even though he's a left-hander and 6'1", everybody's universally tells you he's that good of a prospect.
And, if we don't get the first pick, there's no chance to get two, is it?
Mm. None, zero. You can't even – it's like don't get the first pick and offer up three first-round picks to get him. Like, even – and I'm not even sure that will do it, like, even if you offer up three first – because it's going to be Cincinnati. And
that's what I'm saying.
It's not you.
Let's say you're a two.
It's going to be Cincinnati.
So two, and let's say the Steelers pick is 10, and then the Texans pick is 22. The second pick, the 10th pick, and the 22nd pick, you couldn't move up one spot?
No. No, it don't matter. I'm not trading anything for Tua. It don't matter. This is why you have to get the number one pick. You have to be the worst team in the league, even if it goes 0-16 and you be the worst team in sports history. It doesn't matter. It like just play the rock. It doesn't matter. Like
you know
have
what's
to get Tua.
You know what's interesting though is I think that they are the worst team in the NFL far and away,
yes.
But I don't think that necessarily means that they'll end with the worst record.
Yeah, here's the problem. They're making, and I say this is a bad thing. They're improving. You're not really noticing it, but it's very subtle. They're improving as a team in the trenches, and that's really where they needed to show improvement. And if they continue to do that, they'll probably win a game or two, maybe three. And that's bad news for people like me who want this team to have the number one pick. Like, I want a decade that matters. I want to be relevant again in the NFL, and Tua is the only way you're going to do it. And I just don't want those wins. I don't want them.
And let's say it works out. We get Tua. What is a realistic time frame for the Dolphins to rebuild? Let's say the expectation is a playoff win. What's a realistic time frame from drafting Tua to the Dolphins win a playoff game?
I said this in X's and Omar did this week. I think you can do a one-year rebuild. If you think about it, and you were part of that team in 2008, really the only difference from a 1-15 team and to the 11-5 team was really excellent quarterback play. And I'm not saying that Tua will be excellent, but, you know, I think he's definitely going to be an upgrade over what you have right now. And I think the upside and the intangibles that he brings to the table, it at least you get you to 7-9. You put some money into a free agent offensive lineman and maybe a pass rusher, but or draft a pass rusher in the draft, and then just spend your $120 million wisely. I'm actually looking up free agents right now as we speak for a piece I'm doing at Sun Sentinel, like chartering our waters out of this situation. There aren't going to be that many free agents who could really help you. Maybe a Leonard Williams, Brian Bulaga, and you're definitely going to have to overspend for him. But if you can get some good pieces like a Melvin Gordon with the money that you have, and then you draft the quarterback, and then you make good selections with your 12 picks, you could add six players out of the 12 in the draft, and then you could add like five free agents and then the development that you're seeing for some of the young players. I think you could be right back in there and into the 8-8 realm.
Omar Kelly covers the Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel. Through a quarter of the season, we know the Dolphins are 0-4, but through a quarter of the season, are there any upside surprises? You know, where you go, you know what? I sit like this, I didn't expect, and they're looking good here, or he's looking good.
Well, Taco Charlton being respectable.
That's actually a good one. That is a good one.
After you threw him off the trash, after you picked him up off the Dallas's trash heap, Preston Williams, I know we're all disappointed in the drops, but he's showing you he's learning and he's going to get better. Hopefully he stays healthy. Mark Walton, I think he was a pleasant surprise when they added him off of all his drama in the off season. And right now it looks like he's the number two back. Secondary, no. Oh, Raekwon McMillan. Now that's the biggest surprise. Like, I give him his props. Raekwon was left for dead by this coaching staff. Like, just left on the side of the road. If they probably got a respectable trade offer, they probably would have moved him. And right now, he's considered one of the better linebackers in the NFL, just in terms of production per play. The Dolphins aren't asking him to do a lot of coverage, and it's benefiting Raekwon. When he's on the field, he's extremely productive, and I give him a lot of credit for contributing to them actually having a respectable defense against the run last week.
Oh, is Charles Harris a NFL starter? Ooh. Like, I'm lowering my ball. Will he start on any other team?
He belongs in the NFL is about as much as I'll give you. And I don't really – outside of the confidence thing, and I have to – I can't look in Charles Harris's eyes and not see a guy who lacks confidence in himself and has gone through a lot in his first three NFL seasons. And sometimes that wears on you. I'm sure you've seen it from behind the scenes crowded back in your playing days. Like, guys, when they start to doubt themselves, like Charles Harris, you could stick a fork in him because I think he's done. His confidence is gone. And this coaching staff, they have to really work to build him back up. But I'm not sure we're ever going to get what we expected out of a first-round pick. I mean, we're talking about a guy who's having a worse career than Devontae Parker.
And then this was a mistake when they did it. I came on air and talked about Jakeem Grant's extension. Nine receptions, 52 yards, 10 kickoff returns, 23-yard average, 5 punt returns, and all those 5 together, he got 6 yards off of them. Was it a mistake to re-sign Jakeem Grant?
Jakeem already wants to fight me.
You're going to respectfully.
It can't be sanctioned because y'all don't weigh. Y'all are nowhere close to the same weight. He's about 103.
Listen, Jakeem already hates me. I already said when he got that contract extension, yo, what are you doing? This is a bad decision. And I think you see the proof of it in the pudding. I like Jakeem. He's a gimmick player. I do not build offenses around gimmick players. And right now, when you desperately need him, when you don't have Albert Wilson, he's showing to you that he can't do anything that helps you. And maybe it's because he's not healthy. Maybe it's because, I don't know. But, you know, you just wasted a lot of money.
All right, Omar.
And that does not make me very confident in management. And if your decision was, yeah, man, we got to sign Jakeem Grant. We got to lock him up before anybody else wants him.
Seemed like he was like a playmaker, though.
When?
But a couple times. Even thinking about this, like when they locked in X, I've seen what they did with Revis in New England. I've seen what they did with Stephon Gilmore. They'll pay a top corner, and I understood it. But when they locked in Jakeem, I was like, are y'all telling me he's Wes Welker? Are y'all telling me he's Julian Edelman? Like I'm taking the blueprint of the Patriots because I know Flores came from there, and that's exactly how I'm looking at these additions. And Jakeem just didn't even fit into that in my mind.
I don't know what that was about. I'm happy for him because I always root for players to get their money. However, that did not make me confident in the leadership and decision making of people running the Miami Dolphins organization right now. That made me actually lose confidence.
Omar Kelly from the Sun Sentinel. Omar, we love you.
Mm-mm. All right, guys.
No, I love you back, huh?
Hey. Oh, listen. I'm a little bit disappointed in y'all because I wasn't picked to save the lights.
Omar!
No, you would Instagram it. You'd call someone into duty, but you'd be on Instagram live streaming it.
You know, we had a media conversation about that, right?
And so,
like, we actually discussed it out as a group.
Did everybody agree Joe Shad is the guy?
We kind of came to the consensus that maybe we would give it to Joe, but I'm disappointed that everybody, like, I actually know CPR. Now I realize I need to get my recertification. So, you know, we're all looking at anything. You know how we can save people.
Omar's going to go to a Dolphins game wearing that Red Cross vest. he's going to embrace this. You think in a panic situation you would jump into action?
Of course. I would. No question about it.
Oh, you're going to save a life. You're going to put your mouth on somebody else's mouth and start breathing.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. I used to be a
Sounds
camp
confident.
Counselor when I used to be a camp counselor when I was a kid, so we had to learn all those things. I've never had to do it, but, you know, my wife is in the medical field. I watched her save a woman on an airplane just a month ago. I think it's in your blood, man.
He might be swaying me. I might give my vote to Omar.
I thought I would do it until I actually had a chance to do it, and I walked away. I backed up into the bushes
you're
like
the only
Homer
one,
Simpson.
You're the only one that thought you would do it, though.
And Omar thinks he'll do it.
I think you would do it, Crowder.
He was in the situation. He did not.
It happened to me, man. I was in a pile-up accident on 95, and everybody gets out their car.
You ain't jump out the car?
I jumped out, and I started asking everybody, you okay, ma'am? You okay, sir? You okay, ma'am? The first five people got out their car, and they were like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm a little shake up. I'm fine. I'm a little shaken up. And about the fifth car I got to, I tapped on the window. I said, you okay? The lady looked up and said, no. And I went and got back in my truck.
That's not even a joke.
That's opening that door.
Not even a joke.
I tightened up.
They actually had to bring in the jaws of life to get Crowder out of his car because he was so scared.
That woman needed you, Crowder. You let her down.
No.
Uh-oh.
Exactly what I said in my head. Uh-oh.
All right, Omar. We love you.
All right, guys. Love you too.
Bye. Oh,
love you too.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Man, you baited him up.
I did. I was not letting him go until he said.
He doesn't love us.
That was great. All right. Maybe Darren Revelle in the next segment. Darren Revelle is supposed to join us like around 4:40 on Thursdays, and he did last week, and hopefully he will again this week. If he's not there, then I'll do a Tucker Dukes giveaway. So now you've got a reason to listen either way.
If somebody's in trouble medically, I'll bring them some Publix. That'll make them feel better about themselves. When it comes to tailgating, Publix always rises to the occasion. Football season's here, and there are two things that Publix rolled out this year that are amazing for this football season. First off, on Dolphin home games, come between the south and southeast corner of Hard Rock Stadium and come to the Publix Ultimate Tailgate Party. Come out there and have a good time. We got music. We have food. We have foosball. We have Connect Four. We have all the fun games, tire toss. We have all these fun games. We have a great time. See how to really tailgate with Publix at the Publix Ultimate Tailgate Party. And the second thing is the Miami Dolphin Pub Sub. Me and my wife ate one, I think, what was that, Tuesday night? It is a staple in my diet right now because it's delicious. Crispy chicken tender sub with Boar's Head bacon, crisp lettuce, tomatoes, cheddar cheese, and topped off with garlic parmesan sauce. It is delicious. Be the queen or king of the tailgate with Publix, the official supermarket of the Miami Dolphins. The Pub Sub is something new. It rolled out this year, but y'all been going to Publix for years. Y'all know about the delicious sandwiches. Y'all know about those chicken wings, the fried chicken, the rotisserie chickens, just all the sides. Just the deli has it all. The platters that feed dozens. Publix has drinks, ice, beer, chips, sides, snacks. They got it all. And busy moms, busy dads. I work all week. I do the Dolphins game on Sunday. On Saturday, I try to hang with my kids. I try to spend some time with my wife. But I also want to have a watch party. You know, go tailgate sometimes. Publix will deliver. Publix.com/DolphinSubs. Go there. You order what you want, and Publix will deliver your food so you don't have to waste time shopping. You can spend time with your family but still have all your items for an awesome watch party or tailgate. I love what Publix is doing this football season. Find all your tailgating needs at Publix, where shopping is a pleasure.
All right, maybe Darren Revell in the next segment. He's always interesting. Again, if he's not there, we'll do a giveaway for a $50 Tucker Dukes gift card. So you got reasons to listen. Don't go anywhere. We'll come back on Hockey and Crowder. Love it. Okay, smarty, go to a party. Girls are scantily clad, showing body. A chick walks by you. Love it. This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Just bust a move. All right, I don't see Darren Revell there. He went straight to voicemail, Solana, so we're good there. That's fine. Darren Revell's supposed to join us every week at this time, but we had gone long with Omar, but it was worth it. Some of the texts that we have received. Hawk and Crowder got me laughing so hard at work, can't contain myself. And then he writes, love you. Somebody says, that I love you party horn with Omar was great. Someone else texts in, somewhere in America there is a circus with no clowns. You guys kill me. LMAO. You guys have the best show on radio. Make me laugh every day. Somebody, the moment we got Omar to say, or the moment I got him to say, love you back, someone writes, yes, with a million exclamation points. Here's what happened. Earlier in the show today, we had Randy Moeller on. Today is the Florida Panthers opener. They're in Tampa. Randy Moeller does television for them, and he's come on with us how many times? Over 100 times, yes, in our radio show's history?
Yeah.
I mean, we love Moeller. I don't think that I'm misspeaking there.
I like him a lot.
We love him.
I don't throw love around like that.
We love him.
I think you throw love around too willy-nilly.
No, it's reserved for people that I love, like Randy Moeller. So, at the end of the interview, I tell Moeller, we love you. And he didn't respond with much love back. Yeah. All right, Moeller, good luck on the season. We're going to talk to you plenty. We love you.
All right.
All right.
All right.
And then Crowder castigated me on the air. Like, hey, don't speak for me. I don't love him. And I say, no, I can't speak for you. And I really do believe that. And I know who he loves and who he doesn't.
You know who I love.
Yes, I feel very comfortable telling people on our behalf who we love, who we don't. Jim Larrañaga, we love him.
No.
You sure we do?
I don't think he really likes me that much.
It doesn't matter.
I can't love him back if
he
doesn't like me.
Yeah, we love him.
No, I reserve my love. I tell you this, I think you can waste up emotion.
No,
and that's an emotion I don't want to waste up.
No, there is infinite amount of emotion.
My empathy and sympathy I keep to myself most of the time. My love I really keep to myself. You know what? It's hard for me to find some love for you if you don't have my blood running through your body.
Somebody texts in, Hawk is like that birthday card that says from both of us, but both names are in the same handwriting.
That's bad. Is that concept bad?
That's when you know that it didn't get passed around the house for everyone to write.
But
I mean,
people get upset by that?
Oh, sure.
Oh, man.
You do that? You write for your wife or she writes for you?
My wife does all that stuff for us.
Oh, yeah. That's a bad look.
Really?
Yeah, that's a bad look.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
That is a bad look. Somebody texts in, I literally just started to bust a move in the lobby I work at. Everyone looking at me like I smoked a rock. Well, that song can't help it. But anyway, that was Moeller's reaction. So Crowder and I talked about it, and I said, well, when Omar comes on, I'm going to tell him that we love him. And Omar gave me the response that I was looking for. All right, Omar. We love you.
All right, guys. Love you too.
That's what I'm talking about. This is a ridiculous celebration. It was very worth it, though.
You got him. I would have swore he wouldn't do it.
I want to hear that one more time. It's one of my happiest moments ever in radio. All right, Omar. We love you.
All right, guys. Love you too. Bye.
That's what I'm talking about. He says, LMAO, Crowder's shock is priceless. It was. He looked at me. He was like, what just happened there?
What is going on?
If you want to text in, 67974. Texts on Hockman and Crowder are driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota. This month, all new Toyotas are at clearance prices with 0% APR financing for 75 months on select models. We got to open up the Funky Buddha happy hour in just 10 minutes from now. Really like 5 minutes from now because we open it up before 5 o'clock.
Yes.
Tonight's going to be a special one too. So we'll tell you all about it in a moment. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We love you long time on Hockman and Crowder.
What's that?
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.